Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. I'm Gaia Altshuler, the counselor here at the middle school, and I am here with Tammy Cuckoo, our vice principal.
Excited to be here today.
We are a quarter into school, basically.
We are pretty much a quarter into school, and it is moving pretty quickly.
Very quickly. Things are ramping up. So let's jump into our community updates. What do we have for our parents today?
All right. So this is pretty much the last week of the quarter coming up here. And on October 2nd, we get another one of our middle school graduates who will be soon to be graduating from high school. Heidi Lindos is going to be bringing the word to us on Thursday. And she's going to be talking about Jesus inviting the Samaritan woman. Luke Pulse did an amazing job.
Incredible.
It just feels so good to see students who were once over here on this side of the bridge. Now they're seniors in high school. And just to see how much their faith has grown, how articulate they are. Luke was a great storyteller. It was pretty awesome to hear him. So if you missed that, you should go check it out on Vimeo. And then we have picture day.
Retakes.
So if you didn't feel good about your picture or you missed picture day, October 3rd, which is a Friday, I believe it is Friday. Yep. You can have your student come to school and we will take them over between break and lunch to take their picture. And for the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about retreats. They're finally here. The buildup is over. I know there's been a lot of angst amongst some parents, but let me tell you, when we talk to students and
they're pumped,
all I hear is I'm excited.
Yeah.
And in the morning, we've been doing some like pre-camp games, just getting excited.
We're getting hyped for Hume. What's going on in sixth grade?
Sixth grade's going to Catalina. What was the theme?
Cruising to Catalina.
Hyped for Hume.
Ooh, we need a new tagline for eighth grade because they are going to Forest Home.
You ain't never had a home like Forest Home?
Wow.
I don't know. That's pretty cheesy. But anyways. Yes.
I appreciate the effort.
They're going to make Forest Home their home.
Okay.
For the next 3 days. But yes, retreats are on the way and hopefully you are feeling better about them. Our kids are feeling good. And we are going to talk about a topic today that is just ever present. It's a buzzword.
Technology,
AI. We're not going to talk about AI today, but technology.
But maybe that's a little like clickbait. Come back, tune in soon about AI.
I mean, there's so many things that we could say about technology. There's so much research out there about tech being great, about tech being horrible, about your kids' mind melting away because of the tech, or your kid now is the brightest person in the class because of the tech. And you as a parent are probably trying to figure out like, okay, what are some boundaries? What are some things that I can do? You don't want to be the parent necessarily who's like, you have no tech in your life.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't work. I mean, we need tech for a lot of different things. So I'm going to say it to you like this. Because we're going to talk about boundaries today.
We are. I love a good boundary.
So I'm going to tell you a little story. G Free, that's Garrett Freeman. He used to be the principal over here at the middle school.
Shout out Garrett Freeman.
He is now the COO. He's a big guy on campus. But he told this story to a parent one time, and it made a lot of sense to me. We've all been to the zoo. Love the zoo. And kids love the zoo. They love exploring the animals. Better yet, we actually take our sixth graders on a zoo trip so that they can learn all about the animals. It's great. It's awesome. The kids get pumped about it. We're pumped. I'm sure you as a family have gone to the zoo at some point, and it was probably a great experience. Now, you would not go to the zoo if you knew that all the animal cages were going to be open. You you wouldn't.
Very unsafe.
It's unsafe. Mm-hmm. It's unsafe. Like, it's, you know, with those bars, those boundaries in place, you're like, oh, I love to look at the gorillas. Without the boundaries, I don't think I will be attending the gorilla exhibit because I know the damage that they could do. I think we need to take that same mindset mm-hmm. when we approach the internet and using the World Wide Web. Mm-hmm. We should not let our students go on the World Wide Web without any boundaries. We're like saying, here is a door that's open to the whole world and just go explore. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you guys feel that way and I'm sure you're doing some things. Mm-hmm. But today we're going to talk about some different software that mm-hmm. you can use mm-hmm. to create some boundaries. Gaia, you want to tell us a little bit about some of that software?
Yeah, let's talk about it. So parents, we want this episode to be filled with hope. We want you to finish listening to this and feel like you have tools to navigate your child's relationship with technology. Yep. Because one of the side effects of tech is when it becomes a power struggle and a power dynamic with your child. But if you use some of these softwares and put them into place and create boundaries around tech, I think you will find that you have more control over technology than you think you do.
Yep.
So I'm going to start by sharing two different softwares that Tammy and I have done some research on that are definitely leading the way when it comes to navigating technology for your teen, and they are called Family Link and Bark. So I am going to break them down by first sharing the purpose of each of these, the target audience, and then a highlight for each one. Starting with Family Link. The purpose is that it's developed by Google, and Family Link is designed to help parents manage their child's device usage, app downloads, screen time. Overall, it's more of a broad catch-all system.
Yeah.
Then we have the target audience. The target audience of Family Link is aimed at parents of younger children and teens, perfect for the middle school demographic, who need their device managed and their apps managed, ensuring a safe online environment. Then we have Bark. So Bark's purpose is that it focuses primarily on monitoring children's social media, their text messages, and all online interactions. And its purpose is really to detect signs of harmful behavior, such as cyberbullying, depression, or suicidal thoughts. And the target audience for Bark is best suited for parents who are looking to monitor their child's emotional well-being and online interactions of their children, particularly with tweens and teens. So there's a lot of similarities and overlap. For example, both of these tools are helping with screen time control and management, location tracking, alerts, and other forms of notifications. But the main purpose of Family Link is going to be more with the management and monitoring of screen time usage yeah. and permissions, where Bark is more about tracking with your child's social emotional well-being and how social media and other forms of technology can be a part of that equation.
And we think both of these are super important for you to incorporate yeah. into your family unit.
Absolutely. And I think there's a space for both of them to be used together in conjunction because they do highlight different strategies.
Yeah. And I think what's really important is, you know, there's a lot of emphasis and focus on limiting tech. Mm-hmm. But really what's important is building relationship yeah. with your student. Build yep. relationship with your student. So the better you organize your time as a family mm-hmm. and we make spending time together mm-hmm. a high level importance. Mm-hmm. You'll start to see that your kids will look forward to that time and less forward to the alone time with their screen.
Absolutely.
So it's a paradigm shift that we need to create. So as you're limiting the tech and limiting their exposure, we also have to be engaging in conversation yeah. and filling that time with activity mm-hmm. and just spending quality time. Because mm-hmm. as we do that, I think we'll see that the kids will appreciate it. and desire it less. I mean, as a school, what would you say, Mrs. A, since we've stopped using phones on campus, it was a big stink, but what? How do you feel our kids are adjusting to that?
The change was so apparent and almost immediately. I know one of the first things I noticed was walking through the halls, like one of the first weeks of the school year where we didn't have phones. It was so loud, but not in a way that I was like, oh, it's too loud. I was like, oh my goodness, they are talking to each other. Like before and after school, they're engaging with each other.
Right.
In passing periods, they're talking, they're laughing. Sometimes boundaries need to be put in place and they're uncomfortable, but they yield such fruitful, positive results. And that's one of the whys behind this conversation of tech, too, is clarity is kind towards each other in adult conversations, but also with your child. They ask why because they're trying to understand the greater picture. And I know why as adults can be frustrating, but this is a really great opportunity to lean into the why and have the conversation with them. And using tools like Family Link and Bark are just going to take the power struggle out. And it's going to provide that clarity of boundary that your child then knows how to engage with tech in a responsible way. Absolutely. And that will feel really empowering.
And hopefully over time, I mean, we highlighted two different programs that you can use. There are many, of course, but we're hoping that over time, yes, these programs are a part of your life, but you having to monitor them or making sure that, you know, they're in place, working well every moment, hopefully will become less and less important because you guys are spending so much time together as a family that monitoring their devices becomes less and less important, and their attractivity to these different apps on social media are just less because they are socializing in real life. So so that they won't need this. And, you know, we have a lot of knowledge. We're living in an information age. So it's not like you couldn't seek out this knowledge for yourself. There's we're kind of over-informed, right? But I think sometimes we do lack wisdom. And that brings us to our verse. Wisdom and knowledge are different. Our verse of the week is James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives to all generously and without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Keep that in mind. Like, as you explore and you try to communicate with your kids well, try to ensure that you limit their access to things that they don't need access to. Ask for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom because he gives it freely to all of us.
Amen. And for our call to action this week, I want to share a quote that Pat Stepler, she is a marriage and family therapist in our greater community, shared with us on a panel a few weeks ago here at Oaks Christian. And she said, "Don't bring something into your family until you are ready to parent it."
Ooh.
So brilliant, right? So simple, so profound. And that absolutely relates to technology. We need to be equipped and ready to parent these additions to our home. And Bark and Family Link are two of the many resources that are out there that will help you do just that. So I think our other call to action is, hey, if you decide to use these tools in your home, Tammy and I would love to hear about it.
Yes, so like, we can encourage we other wanna, people.
Yes, encourage it. If you're like, hey, Family Link is a game changer, or Bark helped me catch this thing that's going on with my teen, we would love that feedback so that we can share it with other people in our community. And also just hear, like, where did you have wins? Where did it fall short? Because we're always wanting to make sure we're recommending the best thing that's out there. So partner with us in that way. Be communicative. That's so helpful for all of us.
Thank you. And until next time, we are in the middle with you.